Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catharines and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, to hear and receive his holy word, and to seek his guidance as we live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me, like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 69. The Lord bears the needy and does not despise his own. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God. In the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me. With your faithful help, rescue me from sinking in the mire. The Lord bears the needy and does not despise his own. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters. Do not let the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. The Lord bears the needy and does not despise his own. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. make haste to answer me. Draw near to me, redeem me, set me free because of my enemies. Lord bears the needy and does not despise his own. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, says the Lord, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Last week, we reflected on the commission and sending out of the apostles by Jesus. And we, how in our time, are called and sent to bring the good news of Jesus to those among whom we live. As we step out on that journey, Jesus reminds us in our gospel reading today just how much we mean to him and to our Heavenly Father. More precious than sparrows, even the hairs of our head are all counted, Jesus tells us. And he warns us, the journey ahead will not always be an easy one. Jesus warns us that we will face opposition, ridicule, indifference, or worse. Yet he urges us forward. Building the kingdom of heaven on earth will bring conflict with those who seek to build their own empires of power and wealth. Those who seek to pursue their own interests rather than working with God. Yet whatever difficulties we might face, Jesus promises that he will be with us. And St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans that nothing can keep us from the love of Christ. The promise to those who remain faithful is that we can bring the only sure hope of a better life for everyone on earth. The hope of a peace that only Christ can give, and that we will one day be received into the eternal joy of his kingdom, where we will be with him forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, and the Holy Land. For all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for all who are sick, for all who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal peace and joy of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to again thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygae, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come, and I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Loved he the world that he Great things he hath told.